Well, let's rewind a little bit. So the chirp, yeah, I've heard of this. So chirp, and then I would need a faceplate for a CDM 1250, right? And the data ribbon or whatever it is. That's it. It's really not all that bad. You know, it could correct the problem. Yeah, I'll see if I can find the firmware first. I really don't want to screw that radio up. That radio's brand new. That's the radio that I bought from that guy over there in Phoenix. He paid like $500 for it or whatever. He couldn't get it programmed. And he decided to sell it on eBay for $100. I contacted him. He says it's brand new in a box. Came with two microphones, the DTMF microphone, the bracket. What else did it come with? It came with everything. The power cord and the Motorola box. So, and he sent me the receipt too. He paid $499 from a company in Texas, I think, and they deal with Motorola only. And what he wanted to do is modify it for GMRS, and no one would program it for him. And I offered to program it for him. I said, "Get off, program it for you. I got all the programming stuff." And I said, "All you need to do is send me the radio and some money, and I'll program it for you and send it back." But he didn't want to do that, so he sold it to me for $100. Couldn't pass it up.